Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Fireworks, hot dogs, jet skiing, whatever you're doing for Independence Day, you may just sit out on the back porch and watch the bug zapper. I don't know. It's going to be hot in some places that listen to Truth Talk. I'm Stu Epperson, and I have with me an interesting guest who, I don't know if I've ever had a guest to celebrate Independence Day with me, who is from a different country.
That's right.
Originally, but he is now in America, part of America. He is Dr. Abhinav Shah. Dr. Shah, you are of Indian descent.
That's right.
And yet you find yourself in America, the land of the free. The home of the brave. When people see you, let's just have some fun with this, but like, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you explain, how could you love this country being someone who was born in India?
Well, you know, at one time there were people who would come to me. They don't do that anymore because they know where I'm going to go with it. They would immediately expect me to say negative things about America. Now, of course, our nation has issues we need to work on. Sure. And they would start talking about, you know, how bad this is and bad, hoping for me to chime in, but they didn't realize who they were talking to. So very quickly, I would say, I actually love this country. And I promise you, if you were to go to places like where I grew up, you wouldn't last 15 minutes.
Isn't that something?
The freedoms that we have in this nation, the foundation of this nation, the Christian foundation, gives us the freedom that we have. Other places, wonderful people, but it's not the same. And it's because this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And as somebody who comes from the outside, it's so readily apparent. Yeah. People fuss about women's rights. And I'm like, trust me, some of the places I've been to, women have no rights.
Yeah. In fact, they used to burn the widows in India.
Yes,
thanks to William Carey and other Christian missionaries, they stopped that.
But, that's right. And Christianity brought dignity to people. Hmm. And so I, for one, I'm grateful. I'm blessed to be living in this great nation and to be able to share the gospel and to take the gospel to other parts of the world.
Well, now your associate here, Pastor John, is grinning and smiling and nodding his head, and which is interesting because we're talking about Independence Day. It's that time of year. We're celebrating, you know, the great freedom of America, July 4th.
That's right.
With the fireworks and all of that. But Pastor John, your senior pastor, it doesn't look like maybe most Americans. He didn't come from America, but he's patriotic and he loves this country. And not he loves the Lord above all. We know that. I mean, that's no secret.
That's right.
But talk about the influence that's been on you and maybe about your feelings about this time of year.
Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need someone who came from, I hate to say outsider or an outsider. That's not the best word to say. But sometimes you need someone who wasn't born here, who comes from a different culture, who puts value back into it and says, no, what you have here in America, because I grew up here. I grew up incredibly privileged. And I feel like when you do grow up here and you see it all the time, you do take for granted what you have because you don't know anything else. And so being able to study under Dr. Shah and listen to his preaching and then hear his stories, hear his experiences about growing up overseas, I truly believe that. That there's no way if I lived there now that I'd last a year. Mm. I just couldn't do it. And it puts gratitude back where it's supposed to be.
Well, sadly, these kids on the college campus, God bless them. We need to reach them. And sadly, many of them are like Christian, you know, or claim to be. Come from Christian homes, but their professors are fomenting socialism and just so excited about socialism and so excited about communism. And man, this is gonna work. You know, Barack Obama, big time pushing the socialist agenda in America. You know, President Biden. This is by the way not a statement of anger or vitriol. That's just their belief system.
Right.
They are big fans of Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, and the folks that pretty much destroyed Albania, Romania, you know, in the communist regimes, Cuba, Venezuela, the fourth wealthiest country in the world 25 years ago. Now is people are dying there. It's a horrible situation. It's impoverished. They can barely get food to the children. But socialism, and so we have these forces invading and even invading the church. And you know, it's all in our government. And so we Dr. Shah, there's a responsibility, but a stewardship that we could lose all of this great freedom. And of course, we're not idolizing America, worshiping America, but God has put us in this country. How do you handle all this coming out? You know, this when are we going to learn? Like people, like you from India, you just shared it to be, that's so profound. When are we going to get a clue and wake up to this
stuff? Well, for me, it has been, I grew up in a good home. My dad, my mom, gave me those values, those principles to understand what makes America what it is. And I have made it my mission, and our team will tell you that, is to learn the history of this nation.
Mm, yes.
Because history is being rewritten with all this woke right. ideology is being rewritten, and go back to the roots. In fact, this Sunday, I'm going to talk about the Lycian League mm-hmm. in our church. Okay, so of course, I'm going to preach the word, but I'm going to talk about the Lycian League, which was the Greek Federation. When James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, all these people were doing the Federalist Papers, they were talking about how can we get these states to work together. Of course, Bible is the most quoted book or source in all these writings.
Right.
But the next to that were all these ideas coming from the Greek Federation. How can we work together? How can we have checks and balances? How can we have the executive, legislative, and judicial branches that will make sure that no one abuses the other?
Right.
This kind of system does not exist anywhere in the world.
The great American experiment.
Yeah. And Americans take it for granted, and, mm-hmm. and they get all hype about the socialist, right. Marxist, communist ideology as if that's going to work. It's destroyed countries everywhere.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about the socialist, in order to create that change, for socialism to succeed, capitalism has to die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you see our government intentionally, you know, trying to shut down supply chains, trying to push this green, this is an evil thing, this right. climate change
thing.
Oh, yes,
thing, of course.
Forcing people into the electric, you know, and shutting down our, we used to be oil independent.
Right.
Shutting down that, you know, which they've done, and now we're buying oil from our enemies, depending on them. Pastor John, you've got some pretty strong feelings about that.
Well, I mean, it's a dangerous game. If you know Dr. Shah, if you follow his work, you know that he's an educator. He's a professor at Carolina University, but he's also adjunct, like you said, kind of this morning, all over the place teaching. And I don't think it's an accident that this is happening in the universities. Mm. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous game. You mentioned these ideologies that have, like you said, Dr. Shah, have destroyed countries. That's why I'm very grateful that education is so important to you, and that your heart is with the text of the New Testament, but it's also in scholarship. Mm-hmm. It's also in education, because yeah. how do you destroy a country? You go after its young people who are old enough to think, but still young enough to be molded.
Yeah. And none of these countries, Brazil, Venezuela, none of these countries, Argentina's facing it. None of these countries set out to say, we're going to put a corrupt form of socialism in.
Right.
They all said, we're going to do it the right way.
Yeah.
We're going to do it better than Romania
right.
did, where they
mm-hmm.
wait in line now for bread for, you know, 8 hours.
Right.
And they only get to the front and say, no, we're out. Come back tomorrow. Russia, these other places. None of them said we're going to do it. But the system is an anti-God system.
Right.
You know, these are nice people. President Obama's he's a nice man.
Hmm.
But his ideology is that of
right.
a humanistic, socialistic.
That's right.
And in order to accomplish that, he's got to call you a racist.
Right.
He's got to call me a racist. And he's got to create this hate among each mm-hmm. other. And he's got to chip away at the capitalism.
That's right.
You know, you don't need to work hard. Let your government do it for you.
Right.
Give us more money. And that could lead to a real, but at the foundation of that, people need to understand, and right. as an educator, is this anti-God. It
right.
is man on the throne as opposed
That's
to
right.
God.
See, let's talk for a moment about the Greek federations. At the heart of every one of these city-states was autonomy. We're going to run things our way. We're not going to let anybody else control us. And then coming together as federations, they said, we're going to work together to make sure some big city like Athens or Sparta doesn't control us. How can we do this? Our founding fathers were learning from these Greek federalism and bringing it together, but it was based sitting on the foundation of In God We Trust or One Nation Under God.
Sure.
So
empowering people in freedom.
Yes.
As opposed to saying the government has got your back.
Right. How beautiful is that? Yeah. So we think that the Constitution is outmoded or that system, you know, these old white guys from the 1700s running the show. To the contrary, these people were setting this nation up for generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it on the right foundation of the Bible.
Wow.
And to me, when people attack America or talk junk or say there's a better system or look how terrible it is, either they're naive or they're very, very... They have an ulterior motive.
They do not want to move to those other countries.
No, they don't.
Some of them won't even move to Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong. But Dr. Shah, all that said, coming from a man who was born in India, and you've been in America, and God's blessed your ministry. And it's very important to say, especially with Independence Day right here with us and celebrating, folks are already cracking out the hot dogs and they're firing up the grill.
That's right.
This is not worship America time.
No, no, no.
But it's celebrating God's favor on this
Absolutely.
Earth and on this country. And this country could go down in flames.
That's
sad, just like right. it was raised. You know, so we got to recognize it, that God is on his throne, and it's him, only him, that's and it. He only we worship. Our home is not on this earth.
That's right.
I think some Christians can go maybe a little too far
that's right.
on that, you know, worship America bandwagon.
Right.
But what you're talking about is, and yeah, there was challenges, and there was racism. There
absolutely.
Was, there were evil things happening early on, but the idea is it's a free place.
That's right.
It's free for any Muslim to come that's and
right.
worship.
That's right.
Any Hindu to come and worship.
That's right.
Anyone from any foreign country, come to America and worship whatever, whoever you right. are. Freedom of speech, that's freedom right. of religion, and free for us to have a radio show like this that's to talk right. about that. And if socialism and communism has a way, folks, you can be as mad or as happy as what we're talking about here. There will be no radio show
that's
like this.
Right. That's right.
We can't just speak. We can't have differing opinions. We can't even have someone on who's an atheist to debate.
That's right.
Because the government knows better.
Mm-hmm.
The government who's trying to monitor your every, you know,
absolutely.
Every dime and dollar, they know better. And so that's why we really want to, as stewards of our country, your final challenge to people as citizens of America, but also citizens of the greater kingdom of God, as we get out of here, Dr. Shaw.
My challenge is to pray for revival in this nation. Pray that God will send a revival starting in our little churches everywhere into our communities, because that is the ultimate hope.
What a good
is
word.
That a nation will return to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you guys so much, Pastor John. Give that website one more time for the church and in the radio program too.
Absolutely. That's clearviewbc.org. You can find all of Dr. Shaw's work on his website, abadanshaw.com, and you can listen to the radio show in addition to here on the Truth Network at clearviewtodayshow.com.
This is the Truth Network.